Hey y'all, how y'all doing? This is Karen Scrubs Briscoe and Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I know I'm a little late today, but life, that's all I can say, it's just life. I hope y'all are having an amazing day today. Looks like it's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining, but every day that we wake up is a beautiful day. So I hope you all can join for a little while this afternoon. If not, please do come back. Tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, whenever you're scrolling through Facebook and want to come to Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Also, you guys, please do like and share. Okay, please like and share this on you all's page. Okay. Today we have a really, really great show. I've been researching this really for about a couple of weeks and trying to make sure that I narrowed it down and not gave a whole lot of information that I was on here for an hour, but good information about diet shots. We've heard a lot about diet shots. People are losing weight, coming and going. And so I'm like, what's going on? What are these people doing, you know, to lose all this weight? So did a lot of research on it, and I'm going to give you all some basic information about diet shots. So I learned something, and so I hope you all learn something today too. All right. Hey, classmate, how you doing? Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. First, I want to give a shout out to my BFF. Hey, Papa, I miss you, Papa. And hello, good afternoon, George Hood. How you doing? Okay, so I want to give a shout out to Sherry McGuire. She has got a new position, and she is the new director of early learning at Donaldson Academy. So, yay! Great job. She's going to be amazing. She's an amazing teacher. I think she's been there for about 11 years or so. And so she got this promotion. And just to let you know how God is, really quick, she had put in applications for other jobs and totally qualified for the jobs, but she didn't get the jobs. And so we were like, you know, God got something for you. God got something for you. And all along, God was sitting here at this job waiting for Sherry to get here. This is a better job, everything. So really, really proud of Sherry. Pray for her success in this job. Also, please do pray for Elder Vernon Ray McGuire Jr. He's in the hospital, been in the hospital since last Wednesday. And he's having some challenges, but medications, great doctors, blessed nurses, and he is on his way to recovery. So please continue to pray for him and pray for everybody else that's sick. Pray for people that have had deaths in their families. Like a lot of people are really passing away right now. So we want to keep all of you all in our prayers. Also, happy birthday to everyone celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, so, you know, like I said, everybody is losing weight. You know, you got all these stars losing weight. Shonda Rhimes is losing weight, and Sherry Shepherd, she lost weight, and Precious, she lost weight. Mama June lost weight. You know, everybody's talking about Kelly Clarkson, who looks absolutely amazing. You know, it's like, one month, they come on weighing 200 pounds. The next month, they come on weighing 150 pounds, looking amazing. She looks absolutely amazing. So what is going on? What is everybody doing? Oprah has lost weight. She looks fine, too. So everybody's losing weight. And I also have to share my cousin, Zonda Thomas. She looks amazing now. She's lost, I think, maybe 75 pounds. And my daughter, Patrice Briscoe, she is looking awesome as usual. And she's also lost, I don't know, maybe about 40 or 50 pounds. So they're doing awesome with this weight loss thing. So let's dive into weight loss and let's see what's going on. So looking at the World Obesity Foundation, there are 2.6 billion people globally, which is 38 of the world's population, that are already overweight or obese. Okay, so 2.6 billion people are already overweight and obese, and I am one of those 2.6 billion. I'm putting myself in that category, okay? But check this out. In 12 years, it's expected to increase to 4 billion people that's overweight and obese. 4 billion, which is actually 51% of the world's population. In 12 years, it is predicted that they will be overweight by the World Obesity Federation. Well, I hope in 12 years, I'm not in that 4 billion, but I mean, I might be, you may be in the 2.6 billion like I am. So let's kind of talk about that a little bit. So let's start at the foundation that we always start with in the corner. So we all have a hormone called GLP-1. What is that hormone? Well, I'm glad you asked. So that hormone is actually released in our gut when we eat. It's automatically released in our gut when we eat. Okay. Now this hormone actually tells the body to produce more insulin, which reduces the sugar in our blood, which is glucose. Okay. So as we eat sweets or whatever, this hormone is saying, hey, we need more insulin or we need less insulin. Okay. Whatever amount we need to regulate our bodies while we're eating. Now, GLP-1 in higher amounts also reacts to the brain. Now, every diet shot has this hormone in it, GLP-1. And what happens with this hormone is this hormone goes to the brain and it tells the brain that you're full. So the brain automatically thinks that you're full and it tells you that you're full. So you start feeling that really full sensation, can't eat anymore, maybe a little bit of bloating or something. So that is the basic foundation of every diet shot. Okay, tells your brain, releases this hormone, tells your brain I'm full. You eat less because you're full and you can't eat anymore. One thing about children, babies will only eat until they're full. Now I'm putting myself in it too, we'll keep eating even, you know, if it's good. Like last night I got some grapes, sweetest candy. And anybody knows me knows I love grapes. I was so full, but I kept eating grapes because they were so good. So yes, the brain fools your body into thinking that you're full, decreases your appetite. So that's the baseline of what happens. Now, the shots are always given in the stomach. And I thought, well, maybe you all want to know why the shots are given in the stomach. I also give my insulin, of course, in my stomach, both sides. I change up the sides. But the shots are given in the stomach wall because it temporarily relaxes the muscle in the wall, relaxes the muscle in that area, and it slows stomach emptying. So it slows the food from emptying from your stomach, okay? The shot also helps you to also feel full because the food is staying in your stomach a little bit longer. It's emptying slower. So it makes it easier to eat less and lose weight. So that makes total sense, doesn't it? So that's why the shots are given in the stomach. Now, when using shots, weight loss can start as early as 2 weeks. You know, weight loss can start as late as 12 weeks. But in researching it, average, when you use the injections for weight loss, usually an average about 8 weeks, you're going to see a prominent weight loss. Can start as early as two, can go as late as 12, but usually about 8 weeks, you're going to be able to see that weight loss. Now, what actually qualifies you to get the shot? So supposedly, everybody shouldn't just be able to walk in and say, hey, give me the shot. I want to lose weight. Now, I don't know what some of these doctors are doing, but supposedly, they're not supposed to be able to do it. They're supposed to have a set foundation to qualify you to go in here and start the diet shots, okay? One big thing that they look at is BMI, body mass index. And we hear that a lot, BMI, BMI, BMI. So what the heck is BMI? So when you look at BMI, the slide that we have up now, it actually shows you the average BMI and how they fall if you're overweight or if you're obese. And if you see that obesity actually has three classifications, okay? So what they want to look at is a BMI, body mass index, of 27 or higher. Now, in researching it, I found 27 to 30 or higher. That's one of the criteria for getting a shot. Another criteria is if you have a diagnosis that could be weight related, for example, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, then they look at that also to determine if you qualify for the weight loss shots, okay? Now, the body mass index in a person is measured by, they look at the person's weight in kilograms, not pounds, in kilograms, and it's divided by the height of the person in meters. So that's how they come up with the body mass index. Now, the body mass index is actually an inexpensive and easy way to screen if you're underweight, if you're at a healthy weight, if you're overweight, or if you're obese. Okay, there's a difference between overweight and obesity. So this is a really easy test to determine where you fall, underweight, healthy, overweight, or obesity. Okay, now looking at the normal BMI, the normal BMI for adults is actually going to be between 18.5 and 24.9. Now, the screen that you're seeing now, I actually have a link on there, and I'm going to take the link out and put it separately in the corner. If you go to this link, you will be able to calculate your BMI. You'll be able to calculate a lot of different other things on this site, and they will give you the information right then and there. So I put my information in, I got my BMI, I think it showed up either overweight, it was definitely overweight, but either right at overweight or obesity. And no, I'm not going to do it in front of you because I'm not going to put my weight in this. But I will put that link out, gives you really, really good information, and I think that you all would like to know that. And if you're thinking about the diet shots, this will give you your baseline to see if you qualify. They also look at the medications you're on also to correlate with the diagnosis that you're on. So those are two of the elements that you would have to have or should have to apply for or to fall under the umbrella to receive the weight loss injections. Okay, so the $1 million question is, will you gain weight after the shots? Yes, you will gain weight after the shots. Who knew? But you will gain weight after the shots. You're going to gain weight a certain percentage after you get off the shots anyway, because you're not taking the shots for the brain to tell your body that you're full. But what will happen is if you get off the shots and you change your lifestyle, this is not something that you change Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you change your lifestyle of eating and exercise, you can maintain your weight loss. you will be able to maintain your weight loss. But if you take the shots, you lose 75 pounds, and then you get off the shots, and you start laying on the couch, eating French fries, hamburgers, or whatever that you haven't eaten in months and months, you're going to gain the weight back. But as I read in different research sections, it said that you will automatically gain some of the weight back initially when you stop the shots anyway. But you have to stay on this life-changing routine. You have to stay on this life-changing routine. So the shots give a great boost start, especially if you're 300 or 400 pounds overweight. These shots will give you a great boost. It will increase your confidence, because when you look on that scale and start losing weight, you start feeling good about yourself. And that's going to make you want to eat right. It's going to make you want to change your life's habits to keep losing that weight. Because I'm telling you, that hormone is going, that happy hormone is going to come out, and you're going to be feeling good about yourself losing weight. So getting off the shots may be a little easy. Now, one thing about the shots is doctors have to monitor the shots. You can't come over here to my house and say, hey, Karen, give me a shot of your Ozempic. Not going to work. Doctors have to monitor the shots. You have to be having these injection shots for diet, for weight loss, under the supervision of a doctor. Under this, because they're going to know based on your BMI, your diagnosis, medications you're on, and so forth, how much you should have. So please do not take anybody else's injection. We've said in the corner over and over again, what works for you may not work for me. What works for me may not work for you. So there are a lot of different shots. And no, I am not going to try to name them all. No, I'm not. But I can say Ozempic because that's the one that I'm on. So when we look at Ozempic, everybody's talking about Ozempic, Ozempic, Ozempic. When we look at that Ozempic, Ozempic was designed for people with type 2 diabetes like myself. Okay? It was not designed for weight loss. It was initially designed for people with diagnosis of diabetes. So in a healthy person, the pancreas releases insulin to help the body store and use up the sugar from food. We talked about that earlier today. That's what insulin does. It stores it and it helps the body use up the sugar for food. So diabetes occurs when the pancreas does not produce enough insulin or the right amount of insulin for my body to respond to. That's why I have to replace the insulin in my body. That's why I take Ozempic. Okay. Now, when there's not enough insulin or the insulin is not used as it should be, like the glucose and the sugar in your body is not used like it should be, then it's going to go to the cells and it's going to build up in the bloodstream. We've talked about diabetes in the corner before. Okay. So I use Ozempic to replace my insulin because my pancreas is not giving out enough insulin. Okay. Now, of course, diabetics can lose weight on Ozempic, okay? But non-diabetics are going to tend to lose more weight than I've lost. Now, have I lost a few pounds? Yes, I've lost a few pounds. I've been on Ozempic for years, but I have not lost a substantial amount of weight because I'm taking Ozempic because I have diabetes. And Ozempic is doing for me what it's supposed to do. It's replacing my insulin. But what I have not done in the last couple of years, I have not gained weight. I have stayed at a steady weight for years. So the Ozempic has helped me not to gain weight, but I have not lost 40 pounds. Whereas if you get on Ozempic and you are not a diabetic, you will lose 40 or 50 pounds because you're not using the Ozempic the way a diabetic would. So I wanted to give you all that foundation of what is really happening when you talk about Ozempic. Now, is it side effects to using the diet shots? Yes. Well, we all know what the gain is. The gain is losing weight, you know, being able to feel better about yourself, look better, but also to be healthy. You know, when we talked to Rhonda Derricks and she went through the process of her bariatric surgery and then she had her skin removal, she said, you know, the reason that I did this was to be healthy so I can be around longer, to be here for my grandchildren and so forth. So if you're losing weight, I don't want to say if you're losing weight for any other reason, it's wrong. But the first reason to lose weight is to be healthy and maybe try to decrease some of the medications that you're on, your high blood pressure medications, your insulin and so forth. So just remember that because we're all individual. We shouldn't try to lose weight, you know, to be like anybody else. Lose weight to be healthy. Now, some of the side effects of shots, just like the diet shots, like everything has side effects. You're going to have some of the side effects are going to be dizziness. It's going to be fatigue. You may have diarrhea. You may have constipation and you may have a whole lot of gas. Okay. You may have headaches and you may have stomach issues like nausea, vomiting, or maybe bloating. So those are some of the things that we kind of go through, even if we're not on weight loss shots. But some of the more serious side effects of weight loss shots would include pancreatitis, gallbladder issues, such as gallstones, maybe even a risk of thyroid cancer, a wheezing, maybe tightness in your chest, low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. And low blood sugar can actually cause your skin to be pale, okay? And also increase heart rate. So if you're on any of the diet shots or any type of diet, anything, and you experience any of this, please call your doctor. Please call your doctor and let them know, okay? So please know that there is no cure for obesity. Okay. It requires a lifelong treatment. One size does not fit all. And we have totally talked about this in the corner that it doesn't. Okay. One size does not fit all. What works for more may not work for the few. So I hope you all learned something today. I totally learned something today. You all have an amazing day. So let me close with what I know. What I know is be yourself. Why? Because everyone else is taken. I love you. Y'all have a great day. I will see you next week in the corner. Let me know what you all want to hear in the corner. And you all have an amazing weekend. Bye-bye.